Shalom Aleichem. We are in the days of Sfiras HaOmer. It's brought down in all the Kadmonim that the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer is the Inyan of Tikkun Amidus. That's why they were Mesakin to learn Rabbi Avos. That's why there's the Inyan of Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva, who were nifter because of some sort of pgam on their level in the Inyan Amidus. But it's borrowed that Tikkun Amidus is a chonah from Matan Torah. We find something very interesting in Parshas Yisroi, Erek Yotes Pasuk Ches, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, Va'atem tiyu li mamlechus kehane v'goy kodosh. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael said, Kol shadibra Hashem nase. It says in the Pasuk, Vayoshev Moshe as divrei om el Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi asks, why is it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to give back an answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the answer is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. It says Rashi over there in Parshas Yisroi, Lelamdocha Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, somebody asked you a question. Is even though the person who asked you the question knows the answer, found out the answer, still, as Derech Eretz, as manners, go back and give the answer. That's what Rashi says. Vayoshev Moshe as divrei om. Adav Emer Darsheni. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in the middle of Nasa V'Nishma, in the middle of Matan Torah, to teach Derech Eretz. This Vasem says in Shavuos that the Tanachuma learns out in Parshas Breishis with a klal Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah. It's not possible to access Torah without Derech Eretz. And since Derech Eretz is called Mol Torah, so this limud that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael about Derech Eretz, what should be a mensch? Somebody asked you a question, give an answer, wasn't by chance. It was a critical hakadama. Before Matan Torah, Derech Eretz is called Mol Torah. Without Derech Eretz, a person can't be Masik Torah, can't be a Klifa Torah, can't be Makabal Torah. It's very interesting. The Tanchuma, the place where the Tanchuma learns out the klal of Derech Eretz come up for Torah is in the Pasuk and Parshas Breishis. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden, so there were two Malachim Lishmor Derech Eitz Chaim. There's a Derech Eitz Chaim. Tanchuma says Derech Eitz Chaim is Torah, and Derech Eitz Chaim is Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. There's a Derech Eitz Chaim. In other words, the Pasuk Shad is that after the Chet of Adam Rishon can't be Masik Torah without a preparation, without a Hachana before, and that's because of the deterioration of Adam Rishon after the Chet. So in order to go ahead and be masik to attain Torah, the Eitz Chaim is a derech before, and you have to get yourself ready for it. You're not ready for a pashkus. It's derech eretz kodmo l'Torah. That's the derech Eitz Chaim. So the Sfasema says that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, he was helping Klal Yisrael get ready for Matan Torah, because derech eretz kodmo l'Torah. What is the pshat of derech eretz kodmo l'Torah? So one pshat is that since Torah is Ruchni, is Torah is Kedusha, Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person who is egocentric, a person who is wrapped up in himself, the Torah can't be Chal. But there's another pshat. It's a practical pshat, and it's negeh to everybody who opens a sefer. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey, like Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Bas of Adam. Midas Bas of Adam, when a person sells something, so the seller is sad and the buyer is happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he gave the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Kilekach toiv nazati lachem tarasi al tazovu. He wants us to have it. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, inspector, the Kovna Rav, asks in his Hakdama to his Sefer Nachal Yitzchak that the mashal is very strange. How like when a person sells something, so a person sells a bike, a person sells a car, a person sells any object, he doesn't have the object anymore. He sold it away. So of course he's sad. He had to part ways with something that he wanted. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost something. Anybody can go learn Torah. Torah is available everywhere. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have been sad, and it's a shvach on Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's not sad that he gave us the Torah? Why should he be sad? So Rabbi Tzurkhanan answers the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yeshua had a famous machlekes over there, and Rabbi Elazar brought all types of raya's and proofs and hechachas that the halacha was like him. He generated all types of nisim and nifloys and moifsim to prove that he's right. Ad kedeg that in the maskana he came out of baskol that halacha k'Rabbi Elazar b'chol makom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua got up and Rabbi Yeshua said, "I'm not impressed by a baskol. Lo b'shamayim he." And Rabbi Yeshua said, "Halei kasafta b'Torah sacha, halei set HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you mixing in? You wrote in your Torah, acharei rabim lahatos. The Bezdin down here, Paskins, Mishneh Shtarayin, don't mix in. Lo b'shamayim he." Even though there's a baskol, and the baskol is a real baskol. You're right, in Shemayim they pass like a b'lozo, but down here they were machriya das Torah. Says Rabbi Tzurkhanan, stating them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave away the Torah. Lo b'shamayim he. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave away the Torah, and it's in our hands now to be machriya, to paskin. So the Moshul, the Chazal said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayachol should be kivayachol sad because he gave away the Torah. Is literal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to our jurisdiction. That's an enormous force in understanding what Matan Torah is. It means Matan Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Achem de Genuzot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the most precious thing. Yisrael v'Raisa v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the closest thing to giving himself away, and he gave it over to us, not just that we can utilize it, but it's ours. And he trusted Klal Yisrael to be machriya, to learn up, to paskin. So every time we learn a Taisis, and every time we learn a Rajma, and every time we learn a Ktais, and every time a person learns a Halacha, it's learning his Torah that he's responsible for. And he has a Kodesh Baruch Hu's trust. Rabbi Shmuel Salanter writes in Michtov Dalad, in the Sefer Or Yisrael, he addresses this topic and he says that it's true that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us over the Torah to Paskin. It's true. He gave us over the Torah to Paskin, to be Machriya, to learn Upshat, to decide. Absolutely true. But that's only if a person fixes his midas, that his seichel, which is the tool, the Lashon of Yisrael is lachtoich inyana. You're using your seichel to cut it, to decide, to paskin, to be machriya. Well, that's wonderful. But that's only if a person has a seichel that's without negias, that's not affected by bad midas. If a person is affected by bad midas, so the pshat that he's going to say and the hachra that he's going to come to can't be emes. It won't be emes. And that's the challenge, he says. He says a person who's machriya teira with a seichel that's full of negias, that's full of midas rois, he says a very sharp lashon. He says, pigul hu lo yirotza. It's pigul. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. That responsibility of Tikkun HaMidas stems from the fact that Loi b'Shamayim Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to us. Rabbi Yisrael speaks this out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly gave it over to us. Gave us responsibility, and He trusted us. But that's b'tnai that a person approaches the Torah with the Tikkun HaMidas. Otherwise, it's Pikkun Hu Loi Yirotza. I always say that, you know, sometimes you have a chavrusa that agrees with everything you say. See, he has a midah of atzlus. You can never get the rav shat. And sometimes you have a chavrusa who disagrees with everything you say because he has a midah of gaiva. You also can't get to the rav shat. And sometimes you have a chavrusa that doesn't say anything because he's depressed. And sometimes you have a chavrusa who's angry, so he can never get ripe shot. V'chahena, v'chahena. A person who doesn't have midas can't get the ripe shot. He can't get to the pnimius of Torah. He can't live a life of emes. So the combination of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and it's totally in us, only in us, is the ultimate mechayev of a person in misakin herself. Tikkun HaMidas means a person lives a life of emes, not a life of dimyon, not a life of fantasy, a life of rotzen. And otherwise we're being pickled who lay rotzen, we're being moil in the shocking legacy, in the shocking asset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. That's the aside of Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, the Derech Eitz Chaim. What's astounding about the pasuk is that in the middle of Matan Torah, in the middle of Nasa Nishma, in the middle of Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu came to teach Derech Eretz. But what's astounding is that the manner of Derech Eretz, which Moshe Rabbeinu taught them, was a relatively trivial story. What was the story? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu, anyway, went back and gave the answer. You know, it was like a mussel. A person was invited by somebody for Shabbos, and the person who invited you knows the answer. They know you're not coming, but you anyway bothered yourself. You were a mensch. You showed the minimal respect to tell them, no, we're not coming, even though they know the answer. That's what we're talking about, a trivial story, that Moshe Rabbeinu went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave an answer, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knew the answer. And that's cool. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. That means as great and as powerful and as awesome and as holy Torah is, but the Derech Eretz, which is Kodmo LaTorah, begins with everyday actions in our everyday lives, with our spouses and with our children and with our chaverim and with our chavruses. Push it to be a mensch, push it to show respect, push it to treat somebody like a human being, and if somebody has the question, to say an answer. That's the Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. The Sfasemis says in a different place that the role of Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah is not just what I said, that it's the kli which allows a person to take or to access or to facilitate his achrayas on Torah, to implement the trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusted. It's more than that. We know that the Sfiras HaEmer, the Chinuch brings down, the whole Indian of Sfiras HaEmer is the way that a person shows cheshek, that he wants Torah for Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Inyan of Sfiras HaEmer. We count every day to show our longing and our rotzen and emesis, that in Matan Torah and Har Sinai, the whole Nesina Satorah was like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael and went to all the Umos and asked him who wants it. And asks who wants Torah, who wants to be Mekabel Torah. So the Inyan of Sfiras HaEmer is the time where every year we vote again to say that we want Torah. Sfasemis says a shocking thing. How does a person show he wants Torah? Well, if Derech Eretz is Kodmo LaTorah, if the Tanai Kodim LaMaisa is Derech Eretz, and without that a person can't have Shechus to Torah, and as hard as we'll try, he'll never get to the Emes of Shad, he'll never get to the Pnimius, he won't get anywhere. So now we understand the role that Tikkun HaMidas plays. Tikkun HaMidas is the expression and the articulation of our rotzen, is articulation of our rotzen to show that we want Torah. Because so it's not just that you have to fix your midas before Matan Torah if you want to be able to get a pshat in the Rashi. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up like that after the Chet of Adam Rishon of the Derech Eitz HaChaim, so the fixing of the midas is also the way that we show we want Torah. Because without Tikkun Derech Eretz, without Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, we're not going to get the pshat. It's going to be pickled to the Leir Ratzah. So if a person doesn't fix his midas, it means he doesn't want to get Torah. It means he doesn't want the trust and the responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And Sfasemis speaks out that the Tikkun HaMidas and the Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah is the hisayrus of Yidden to create the kli and the receptacle for Matan Torah. And what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu is that a person has the ability to create that kodma al yaday relatively trivial, everyday small actions of Tikkun HaMidas. That's the yesod of the derech Eitz HaChaim. That's the way we go to Torah. That's the way we go to Kabbalah's Torah. That's the yesod of derech Eitz HaChaim. Yoshev Moses Divrei Omer Hashem. Kol Tova, Guten Shabbos.